are now entering
the Hustler's Cave.
Wait, into
Miles Morales?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he was doing? I don't remember that.
Because remember, his family seen him talking about Spider-Man and being angry. And then,
so
they ran all dramatically. I'm like, bitch, you are his wife. Why? Like, you just seen your man do some dirt and your instinct is to run? Like, maybe you should have died, but that's not my place.
Yeah, you soft.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze's wife has a disease, so he froze her. And so he can find a cure.
She had like Lou Hopkins or something.
Something like she had the COVID before they found a cure for it.
She got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, some of them fucking.
She got Legionnaires from Disneyland.
she got the ice bucket challenge. He took it too far.
Oh, shit. Well, as you guys can hear, we're back.
Hey.
On the episode titles, are you going to put "We're back again"? Because somebody, Eddie, was like, "Hey, how many times are you guys going to be back?" I said, "Huh?"
He's like, "The episode titles are literally like three words."
We're back.
We're back. A dinosaur tale.
We're back. Is that the one with Littlefoot?
Nah, that's Land Before Time. Yeah.
Where he's like fucking skateboarding in the pickup truck.
Yeah. And then they turn evil and that shit used to make me cry as a
baby. We're back.
A dinosaur tale.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I have to watch that.
They were in New York and shit. That? Wow.
The big T-Rex and the king.
The big orange
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
And then the purple Triceratops.
It's been a minute since I've seen that.
That's all, folks.
And he turned them into savages. New York. Like, what the fuck? Why? Why would you do this?
New York is the epicenter of fuckery. Jason goes to Manhattan. Spider cuz.
Spider cuz.
The naked cowboy. The naked lady who plays the guitar. 6ix9ine. Bobby Schmurder. Anything from New York is just wild.
Why did Bobby Schmurder originally go to jail? Was it for murder?
Possession of a firearm while having a felony.
Racketeering. Okay. A bunch of shit.
No, that was 6ix9ine,
He got locked up. He out. Congratulations, Bobby, you free. You still haven't dropped a hit. I'm waiting. You've had several years.
Some type of he's lava. Waiting for the summer. It can't even be fire.
You know, Quavo got him, so it's going to be fire.
No, if Quavo got him, it's going to be some hot trash.
No, Quavo's the best one out of the three.
Their music hasn't been good since it came out.
It doesn't have to be good. It has to be entertaining. That's it.
All they got is that Gucci or not Versace. No, Versace.
They got Bad
Versace
and Bougie.
Bad and Bougie.
They got a few hits. I can't think of them, but if they come on.
They got a couple. The first album was fire. That second album was trash.
The features are amazing.
Yeah.
So what y'all been up to this week?
It's only Tuesday. I got a storage unit now, so I've been moving shit to the storage unit. Shout out to Matt getting me a storage unit. I can play Pokemon in there if y'all trying to come through. Don't got no light bulb in there, but.
How big is it?
It's an 8x10. Uh-oh. It's like the office, but the roof's like I can touch it with my forehead.
That's not bad.
It's solid, right?
Is that for all your random shit that you keep?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. I got a lot of random shit.
We know.
What I'm you been up to, Randy?
Yeah.
Smoking Black and Milds and waiting for my STEMI check to come so I can try and get car parts.
It's supposed to come tomorrow.
Mine doesn't say that.
Eddie and them got theirs already.
What the fuck?
Everybody at my job with kids got theirs.
Tonight.
Last time you didn't get it for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that shit took forever. Whatever.
It was Josh's birthday.
Yeah, that shit was
happy whatever. Birthday, Josh. We went to the track.
Not a birthday person.
He's not a birthday person, but for somebody that's not a birthday person... We got this nigga a fried lemon pound cake.
Ooh.
Nigga, he didn't get me that. He got himself that shit. It was like, here, do you want the
happy
leftovers?
Birthday, you want
no, first of all, it was two of them. I saved him one. So he liked it. It didn't sound like that when he was like, God damn.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
And then I heard all the, God damn. And I heard, my goodness.
It was good.
How was that event, though? Was it good?
Which event? Fun? Oh, the event was fire,
Flavor Express. We saw Josh saw his arch enemy there. I saw him too.
It was a cool event.
It was everything. The vibes were copacetic.
Got a new camera. Dead Boy came fucking dope ass videos for the hoodie drop. Randy killed that fucking design. That shit is selling off the shelves.
Good job, Randy. It's just
selling off the shelves. We might not have to shut down.
Keep buying shit so I can also get new car parts. Thank you.
Right. Keep support shit so we can give Randy more fruit roll-ups.
Why fruit roll-ups?
Because they have
gushers.
How do you eat fruit roll-ups? Do you just get it all lob, ball it up, and put it in your mouth? Or do you... Because
me?
Kind of just suck on it.
Just everybody.
I let it hang out my mouth and I go...
Is that fruit by the foot?
No, fruit roll-up too, because they have the fruit... What did I say? Fruit roll-up or...
You said fruit roll-up.
Do they have the original fruit roll-ups? Like, not the ones that are like candy? No, like the ones.
Oh, you're talking about like the paper sheet.
There was actually fruit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, does those still exist? Yeah. Okay, because that was the original.
Where
fruit
you peel
roll-up.
That shit off and it looked like dabs.
Yes,
bro, I haven't ate one of those in a minute since Albertsons was Lucky's.
Damn, I just never. Well, I guess I just grew out of it. But I see kids now and they're like, "Oh, fruit roll-ups." I'm like, "That's not a fucking fruit roll-up."
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Not the shit pulled That's out not... like an unrolled fucking backwood. Terrible coloring. And yeah. You're like, oh, this is about to be delicious strawberry.
You could
like,
roll up that motherfucker and smoke that shit.
Man, I would eat. I'd be like, man, I'm just That's having good. Those. The Sonic Kid Cuisine meals they had back in the day.
Those were cool. Those were really cool.
Remember when video
used to come
game
with, like,
demos?
Tongue tattoos and stupid shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Nickelodeon shaped crackers.
Yeah, the Angelica that always looked fucked up and retarded.
Dino Nuggets.
Dino Nuggets. I remember you could go to
You still eating Dino Nuggets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I had some the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I bought some from 7-Eleven, like the little box.
Okay. Because
they look good. And they're in the shape of fun creatures.
But then I put them in microwave and it just
You gotta bake
it.
Those things. You can't
ruin
it. Microwave
those shits
Dino
were
Nuggets.
Trash. I think I got an ulcer.
You know what you know what I like to do? If you have a toaster oven and you take a little bit of cream cheese and put the cream cheese on top and then you sprinkle shredded cheese on it, it makes like a 7-layer dino nugget and it gets like the cheese itself gets really hard and bakes into the cream cheese and it's next level.
This nigga out here making gourmet dino nuggets.
The level,
goddamn.
The level of poverty that just came out this boy's mouth is not unmatched.
What?
Okay. I just heard, I'm sitting here like cream cheese. I imagine him stealing all the cream cheese packets, 7-Eleven, little shredded cheese from his nephew's Lunchables and just making them work.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do to make it through.
To be that creative, you could have just got a 2 for $3.50.
What? Oh, from McDonald's.
They raised it for $2 to $3.50 for by 50 cents. There is no
Too
more
expensive.
Dollar menu.
Too expensive.
And I feel better when I do it that way.
Like yeah, no, because it actually tastes like something.
And you're like, I just Martha Stewart the hood.
I'm
like,
try that now.
It's great. I'm telling you.
Wait, so do you put the cream cheese on when it's frozen still?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So you bake the cheese?
Mm-hmm. I bake the cream cheese and the cheese, so the cheese gets like hard and kind of like edgy, like. And then the cream cheese, you know, it just sets into the
you
cream
got
cheese
your
real nice.
Fake baked ziti over there, don't
you? You know, one thing that I've noticed, you know how like black people like certain things? White people, y'all love cheese. Yeah. You fucking love charcuterie boards. Anytime.
I just had my first charcuterie
board. Bro, let me tell you something. Let me tell the first boy, Joshua tested this the other night. I want a ravioli. Narina made us all ravioli. And I got us a charcuterie. What is it?
Charcuterie.
We got us a charcuterie board. Bro, I never felt... I felt I had a glass of Welch's grape juice, white grape juice, a charcuterie. I felt... Bro, I've reached the pinnacle of fancy, nigga. You feel me?
I'm starting to feel that way.
Just a bit. I looked at Josh. He was, why are you looking at me like that? And I was
He's
like...
He's all spitting the grape juice in the middle of the table and shit. Like, where's my bucket?
It's just the fact that, like, life is a little better. I told Josh the other day, I spent $100 on Taco Bell for everybody. And it wasn't the fact that I spent $100 on Taco Bell, the fact that I can finally spend $100 on Taco Bell.
And not feel like shit about it?
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to eat the next day.
I mean, but we also went to, the fair was another, I never realized how, like, I guess, I went to a fair, like, 3 years ago. But it wasn't with the females, just with the homies to go, like, drinking shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't spend a lot of money. The fair is fucking expensive.
Bro, I fucking spent $35 on a plate of chicken strips, a side of ranch, and a fucking beer. and I spent $35 for that meal.
You got lucky. That last Saturday,
we dropped like $150 each.
Yeah, I dropped a cool $150.
But it was like you said, like we got, if I would have got just the chicken strips, the beer, and the fucking fries, $30. But then we got the funnel cake. And then we got the fucking the turkey leg. And then we got the fucking corn dog.
The turkey leg is the biggest fucked up gimmick in the world. You spend like goddamn $40 and then you're like, you're eating the shit out of it. And you're like, I spent $40 for this. And you finish it surprisingly quick.
But I did notice this. There's like a good 50, maybe 60% of it is actually like meat. The rest is like some feather tendon bullshit.
Mm. Yeah, it's all weird gristle and like, it's all the shit you would make a broth and a stew out of.
Yeah, so I was like, this is good. But then once I got to that, I was like, what the fuck? There's still meat on this shit and I don't want it. Yeah.
And you got to like finger through it to get the little remains. It's like eating snow crab legs. You got to work for the reward.
Exactly. It was worth it though. I tell you what, man, this man, we went there.
It was fire.
I was like, I went with the intentions, like whatever I want. In my head, I won't look at my bank account the next day.
I'm just going to go.
And I asked lady, the first thing, the turkey leg with the lemonade. I was like, how much is this? It's like $40. And I was like, and I sat here, made a logic decision. So turkey leg, lemonade. Next stop, curly fries with bacon with cheese on it.
Oh, those are so fucking good.
Next
that was,
stop.
Dude, that paper was, cone thing?
No. It was bullshit. It was a fucking waste. It was a cake of fries, literally a cake of fries. They poured a little cheese on it, bacon bits.
That's it.
Oh, they didn't do like where they layer it like all dope with the crisscross.
It wasn't even like good fries. It was the white fries, not the brown fries or like the little batter.
A little
shit
seasoning
on them.
And then the underskin.
They didn't even have ranch.
Trash.
What?
Yep. And then the next stop got the big ass OG Mudbone corn dog. That was delicious.
I'll neck the shit out of those, like some type of...
It kept spitting at us, so I didn't like it.
It spit at Josh, but at me, no homo, I just was like, I'm going to just take it. It squirted in my throat.
Yeah, like it kept squirting. I was like, why is this shit doing this? It's just suspect.
No, that was good.
Then it was fire, though.
Then we moved on to the hot Cheeto corn, the hot Cheeto elote.
Yeah.
That was good. Then to the desserts. This is where the gluttonous Gary came through. I had the fried Oreos, fried Snicker, fried lemon pound cake, cotton candy.
Wait, you had cotton candy? I didn't even see that.
I got Narina the cotton candy. I didn't want
it's
that.
It's because you thought it was me on the sideline. You're like, Randy's here too? What the fuck?
And then all that, all through those things, we got four lemonades total.
Oh, you kept drinking them lemonades?
I had them fucking $15.99.
Bruh, I got one of those lemonades and I was going to get a slushy afterwards. I was like, oh my God, this shit is so sweet.
It is. But no, the ones we got, luckily it was watered down.
Was it the pink or the regular?
It was
the
strawberry.
Pink, it was so fucking sweet.
It was good.
I love that shit. That overly sweetened, like you feel your veins afterwards.
I can't do that.
Jordan used to make, when we were younger, he would be tasked with making lemonade. It never tasted like lemonade. It always tastes like straight sugar.
Fuck yeah.
I was like, why is there fucking sugar floating in the bottom of my cup?
He's like, no, that's just strawberry seeds.
I can hear Jordan now. Y'all niggas fat.
But here, drink this lemonade.
That's skinny motherfucker. Him and Cyril, good people.
But yeah, that was fun. You should take your wife. I kind of want to go back. I want another funnel cake.
I want another corn dog.
What fair's going on right now?
It's an outdoor food fair. So it's the fair food, but no fair.
Yeah. So I think that when they bring fairs back, they should have this option.
Yeah.
Because I know when I went to the fair, like if I was looking for something specific, it was kind of hard to fucking find.
Because there was just too much shit?
Yeah, just too much going on. And the lines were always crazy. Like, this is perfect for a person that just wants to get the fair food.
Was it faster?
Yeah, it was way faster.
Because usually them motherfuckers like to lag all goddamn night.
It was faster. And there was no rides. The only thing I go to the fair for, I go to those bullshit exhibits to see what art the kids made.
And then I play some games sometimes.
I don't play the games, but what my game is, I like to play is, I bother the hot tub machine guy. I go there and I say, how much is this hot tub, sir? And he's like, it's $6,000. I always talk him down to $4,000. Every year I've gone, it's the same guy. I talk him down to $4,000. He gives me his card. And then I asked Auntie Sharon, I think I'm about getting a hot tub. She said, where the fuck you going to put a hot tub? And then I'm like, good point. And then, and I put my hand in the water. They got the hot tub like the size of this office where everybody can fit in it.
And
they
it's got the little cutouts for your backs and shit.
They got the lap pool in there. Man, I just like looking at the hot tubs. And then I go look at the Toyotas. Then I see some tribute band last year. The last time I went, it was a tribute to Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner?
At the Orange County. It's always a band that sounds like the main band that's supposed to be a real band.
Yeah.
And then they had the rodeo. They had some motherfucker chasing a cow.
That's usually what we would go for. Me and my boy Brian, we would raise calves together, and we'd sell them at the OC. Well, he would sell them at the OC fair. I wasn't registered in 4-H or nothing, but we would, like, that was our summer project. And, like, tomfoolery, good times. Fair is a good time.
They don't make them like that no more, man. You know what I'm saying?
Candy apple is fire, too.
You got a candied apple?
I did get a candy apple.
So can't eat candy apples no more. They gave me food poisoning one time.
Ow.
I
it's sugar and butter.
It was like one of the artisanal ones with the blue sharks. I was at Raging Waters, but
yeah, oh, that was part of the
I ate that fucking candied apple, and then I was like, I don't feel good, and then it was just an issue.
Yeah, no, I just got the plain one with just fucking apple caramel. That's it. Caramel, however you want to say it.
I prefer just the shitty 25-cent sucker version of that.
That's fire
just a regular
too.
Ass. Do they
sell those? Like, where do they sell those now?
Ice cream trucks usually and liquor stores, yeah. Like,
no 7-Elevens, though, right?
Nah.
Yeah.
That's a hood candy. Yep. You got to get that from like a Mexican lady.
That's like, you can't walk into Panda Express and get good chow mein. You got to go to a hood Chinese food.
Fuck you, Panda Express, with your portion control. That's why I go to the local Chinese joint.
They give you a lot more food.
They say, how much you want? Just tell me when to stop. And I'm like,
yo, baby, keep them fucking boneless ribs.
They look at you like,
and then if that motherfucker can't close, you did your job.
Yep.
And what they try to do is they try to trick you with the chow mein. They give you a mountain of that. I said, nope.
I don't want that shit.
I don't.
I love that shit.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
I get the fuck out of
them tonight now. They open? Nah,
they open until like fucking.
I think they're open till 9.
11, usually. They stay open so all the drunk motherfuckers and their cigarettes can come in.
Damn, it's crazy. The COVID is they're opening things back up, boys.
They are.
The world is slightly normal.
We're gonna go to Korean barbecue Friday.
Are we?
When?
You guys wanna go?
At what time? We got to do like 3 meetings.
Why?
Status and fuck boy.
Oh shit.
Later in the night?
Yeah.
Oh.
What time is status?
I don't know. I'm trying to make it there like 1.
I'll be there at 12:30.
You coming too?
I would like to.
Oh, are you close to Temecula?
Yeah, very close. Okay. I'm just going to start inserting myself into meetings and shit.
That don't help.
Don't do that, yeah. Don't do that.
Nah, I'm doing it.
You can just come.
Yeah, don't. I don't want to
I'm going to show up in a suit with a briefcase and shit too.
I don't want us to one day be at Nike and be like, I'm Randy. Who's he?
Give me my own fucking Jordan. I want a 3, and it has to be 4 colors.
Yeah? What colors?
I don't even know.
Damn.
This is Randy's dream. I'm just having it.
Randy, in your dream, how does this happen? We had a board meeting with Nike. They want to give us our own Jordan. We each get our own Jordan.
I say, hello, let me introduce myself. My name is Cotton Candy Randy, a.k.a. Skid Rock, a.k.a. John You Can't See Me. I'll be like, no. No need for that. I've watched Mike Tyson's Mysteries. I know what DC's role is. I say, hey, I got a large portfolio. I got a lot of investing stocks and bonds, sir. And what I come to you is a specific property that you are going to use and make shoes in which our contract I will abuse. And they said, huh, that was a lot of words that rhymed in alliteration. And I said, yes, for your consideration, I would like to take a Jordan 1.
Okay.
Make it pink and blue.
Okay.
And that's what we going to do.
That's your shoe?
That's my shoe.
It's going to be a low, high, or mid.
Ooh.
It's going to be a high.
Okay.
Good answer.
You can't fuck up. Like, that'd be like going to the Mona Lisa and giving her a short haircut. You know what I mean?
What kind of haircut, though? Like a bob?
Like a bob.
Doesn't she already have a bob?
She has a long.
It just hang down the back. She's just average, homely, Italian?
Mona Lisa, Italian, I'm going to say. I don't know shit about history like that.
I still don't even know why that painting is so famous. It's like the symmetry in her face or something.
It's old. Anything old is tight.
Yeah.
Betty White, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns is not fucking tight.
Are we talking about Mr. Burns from The Simpsons or George Burns? Because
any Burns.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, pink and white? You said pink and white or pink and blue?
Pink and blue. Pink blue with a little, with like white accents. White sole.
Patent leather pink and blue. Suede pink and blue. Leather pink and blue.
It would be suede. I like the patent leather look, but suede, more durable, just overall better for a shoe.
Mm.
I mean, I want people to be able to wear my shoe.
What color bottom, though?
Construction green.
Ooh. Okay.
Because that's the tall tales of a Randy design. You got the pink and the blue,
Jesus
and then you
Christ.
Got the highlighter green. Like, so that's me.
So what would the color, would it be like a original Jordan 1 band color blocking, or would it be like a Chicago color blocking?
I'd probably do the original because I don't want to take the Chicago, and like I'll leave that to the big boys.
I'm trying to picture the shoe in my head right now.
I can kind of see it, but I can't. Like the tongue, what color is the tongue?
White.
What this was this?
Wait, what? That just threw everything off. Wait.
So is it white and the stitching's pink and the fucking the Nike sign is blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're gonna have to like design this shoe.
Please make
so
this
that
shoe.
People can see this now.
I need to see it.
We need a visual reference.
Just Joker one.
low key, like that's what I was kind of picturing. I was like, oh, Joker one, but then this nigga said white tongue. Like what? White tongue.
I would want something that
So the way I envision it, right, is the white tongue. Yeah. So it's like all the little accessories, all the trim lines are, you know, pink and blue, like all that, and then the white tongue. So the side panels where the holes for the laces are, the laces will be the same color as that going over the white. You know what I mean? So it'll look like it comes over the white.
Yeah.
That's a crazy shoe. What player would you give to wear that shoe?
Dead or alive?
Old. That's hard to say. Because most of the players we like are semi-alive.
I don't
give it to Spud Webb.
Spud Webb's alive.
I didn't say it was a dead person.
I saw him at the dunk contest. Not that I saw him. He was judging. I was like, "Who's this old?" There was like dunk contest winner Spud Webb. I'm like, "Who's this old fat dude?" This not Spud Webb.
King Griffey Jr.
Yo,
King Griffey.
Oh, with the cleats? Your Jordan 1 with the cleats?
Or just turn them into golf?
I mean, you have to wear cleats for football, baseball, and golf.
But they have Jordan 1s for the golf.
Yeah, some baseball players don't wear cleats. They just are cleats. Cleats. They just wear turf shoes.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I think the three people, I don't know too much about basketball. So it's like I can't really give like a good answer. Like I just know the people I like.
What about hockey players?
Oh yeah, they.
I may know three hockey players if you say.
I know Wayne Gretzky.
I know Wayne Gretzky.
Yo, you are Wayne Jetski. You having a problem talking?
I know
today,
Wayne Gretzky.
Okay.
The black dude that skates like LeBron.
Okay.
What's his name?
PK Subban.
Yeah, that guy. He plays for the Flyers.
PK Subban plays for the New Jersey Devils right now.
Did he play for the Flyers?
No, he played for the Habs and the Predators. One who played for the Flyers was Wayne Simmons.
He was black though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very little teeth. Country is all hell.
I think
Wayne Simmons
him.
Is a bad motherfucker.
And shit,
stop.
Nah, there might
He's
someone that plays for the Kings.
That tall Canadian fuck.
You got this.
That's generalizing a lot of. Wait, are hockey players?
If you can name one current LA King player.
Oh, shit. Bruce Irwin?
Is that a real player?
Not that I know of. I've never heard of a Bruce Irwin.
I'm going to go with Spicoli Manoli.
Spaghetti Bidetti?
Right? Matt Rigetti. That's for you, bro.
Fuck.
Give me a sec. Let's see if
So
Randy's given us the task of looking up hockey players that we don't know.
I want to just see, like, by just looking at them. Damn. I type in Kings players and they show basketball. Disrespect.
LA Kings roster. There we go. We got, bro, I can't even read these.
You got Anis Kopitar. Anže Kopitar.
Is that Andre?
Whoa, Kopitar.
I actually would have got one right. I have heard of Jonathan Quick.
Jonathan Quick is the goalie, yeah.
Yes, I have
definitely
heard of him.
Hall of Famer goalie right there.
That's the only person I've heard of on here. He maybe Sean Walker.
Not even these pictures is flattering.
This motherfucker,
Drew Doughty.
Doughty, yeah, there you go.
Dustin Brown, Alex Iafallo.
Alex Iafallo, Adrian
Jeff Carter.
Kempe, Jeff.
Gabriel Velarde.
Matt, Gabe Velarde.
Jeff Carter.
Matt Roy. Ole Manita. How you say it's M-A-A.
Ole Mata.
Okay, he got a bunch of dots.
Wait, Ole Mata, that sounds... I think
he
that's
was from
also,
Chicago. Or no, Pittsburgh Penguins, my bad. Yeah.
But I think that's also a baseball player's name.
Possible.
That's why, yeah.
Curtis McDermott.
That's my favorite Wagner. Player in the entire league right
but
there.
Some of these people have like very close names to the baseball players or football players because Austin Wagner, I know damn well. I've never heard of him. But
Wagner
that's a football
plays
player.
For the Baltimore Ravens, I believe. The Wagner you're thinking of.
Hey, so which one of these dudes can do
it? Wow, wait. I think you're right. He's a defensive player. How did you know that?
My brother's been trying to teach me Madden.
Okay.
Because my brother's, he's trying to get into the 1% Madden online. And uh-huh. My brother's really fucking good. So he's like, why don't you want to play Madden? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, football's boring.
That's cool. He cooler than your sister?
Which sister?
Whoever
the one that I lived at?
Yeah.
I don't know. We mesh better. I wouldn't say necessarily that he's cooler, but I mean I don't know. I love them both.
He's cooler.
Me,
does that make
is
you
he
freezer?
Not part of the alt right?
No, that's
the brother's one. Oh no,
not the brother. Oh. I just remember I went over there one day and I was like, oh, this looks like a clan meeting.
Yeah, they bring.
I peed in her bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're friends. Their friends are kind of suspect, but
just
harmless.
Just
like yee yee suspect or hang that nigger suspect.
Like yee yee suspect, but sometimes right some of them are more hang them by the, you know, a little lynch mob, you know. But we don't see them that much.
We don't like that kind of fella over there.
We don't like the color.
Did you hear what happened with the Queen Elizabeth lady?
No. Did it come out that she was lying?
No, I don't know, but I hope it's not true. I hope it's kind of true that they don't want a mixed baby.
My wife's been telling me all about that. She's like, do you hear about the shit that's going on with the royal family? I'm like, bitch, I live in America and
right.
I can give a
that's
fuck.
That's the same
he's
thing I said.
Be a donkey.
You really expect some lady who wears who uses a scepter and a crown?
She don't have no scepter.
She don't have a scepter no more?
I've never seen a scepter.
Hold on, let me look
I think
for
Gary's
a scepter.
Right, though. I she think has all a royal family. Like, if you to be any type of royal, you get a scepter or some
Elizabeth's
type of sword.
Scepter.
It's probably a saber sword. Cause
calm down, Blackie, before I shove my scepter.
Yeah, she has a scepter, bro.
Boom, pow.
Up your cornhole.
She still wear a crown, bro. This lady's definitely.
Where's the scepter at,
bro? It's right here.
I don't see a scepter.
I can't look at these pictures no more, bro.
You see that one motherfucker that they keep reviving? Like, there's someone in the royal family that literally looks like.
Oh, that's her. That's her husband.
My man looks like he should have
died
a long
six times.
Yeah, but they keep reviving and recovering.
I want to say that's
from the hospital,
King Henry or something.
He looks like a mummy. Like, they need to put this motherfucker down. Euthanasia.
They need to do the same thing to that Mitch McConnell fuck.
Oh, you talking about Prince Philip?
That nigga right there. Look at him.
That's Palpatine, bro.
They're like, oh, he just got out of the hospital. He was in there for 30 days. Like, why didn't you just kill him?
This man, I want you to realize this man's bald, but he got a side hair. He got, like, look at this man.
Look at him. He doesn't
have
eyes.
No disrespect to the royal family, because I don't want them to hear.
Nah, I don't know. What they going to do? They can't get hairy. You know they trying to.
He got that black clam. You know what I'm saying? He trapped with the. She got the good.
She not
you know,
even that dark. She like my color.
You know their family.
She's
lived
not
in
even
Baldwin
like
Hills?
Your colors.
No,
bro.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like light as shit.
She looked like Autumn.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you were really worried about the kid coming out dark.
Hey, shout out Autumn. She was cool with me this weekend. She didn't give me the side eye. She responded to my answers.
Who was that?
Josh's cousin who hate me because I almost hit her with water. But she was like, we had like a semi-conversation. She even looked at me in the eye. She's getting better.
You know, as you get older, you get nicer.
I hope.
You know, but yeah, the royal family shit is all fucked
up.
That's
true.
Goddamn gas price, almost $4 a gallon.
What else has been going on? Like,
we get that STEMI.
Stimmy is coming. Oh, do you want to tell the folks what has been going on in your life or no?
I think legally I can't talk about anything because I might have to defend
Shut up. That shit is kind of funny. But well, I mean, it's
I'll talk about it once a verdict has been slammed and I'm not tied to nothing.
All right. Yeah, Randy has a story for y'all. It's just wild.
It's typical to my life.
It's a very interesting
Randy, you live a very
story.
Trailer Park Boys type of scenario.
It's been that way since birth. That's just me, baby. I told a seven or nine year old, him and my nephew were wrestling, and he bit my nephew and made him bleed.
Whoa.
So I rolled up on him, and I grabbed him by the shoulder, and I said, hey, if you ever bite my nephew like that again, I'm going to beat the shit out of your dad and your uncle. And he said, what? And I was like, you bite my nephew again, let me make this very clear. I'm going to beat the shit out of your dad and your uncle.
At the same time?
I don't give a same time. We could run it one by one. I don't, whatever. Just
they
the point
feel disrespected.
Needed to be made. Yeah. I'll bite their inner thighs like two. I don't give a fuck.
How you come back from that? Like seeing your dad get beat up by a dude that looks like this.
He care, yeah.
He can't.
Bro, I had some, so.
That kid will never listen again.
I'm sitting at the traffic light where Don Julio is. And another WRX pulls up next to me. You know, he's got his window down. He
another
wants to
one.
Wave
where's the
me.
First one?
Me?
You have a Forester.
With yeah, it's an XC, so it's like a WRX. But
I didn't even catch that.
I didn't mean to say it like that for sake of recovering myself. But
I didn't even catch
so
it.
WRX. I meant to say another Subaru.
Okay.
So I'm sitting at the light. Whatever. I got the window down. I'm sitting there. Smoking a Black and Mild. Homeboy pulls up next to me, rolls his window down to wave to me while I'm blaring Dirk's Bentley. And I'm like, I'm very curious how this whole scenario looks as I'm driving in a lesbian car that says Booty Hustlers on the back, windows down, pink and blue hair, looking like all types of
Wait, why is that a lesbian car? One of our friend BRZ Slut has one of those.
He's a lesbian.
Foresters were, just Google.
Oh, Birkenstock lesbians?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like.
Ooh, with hairy armpits?
Yeah, like Rosie O'Donnell meets fucking Hulk Hogan lesbians.
Nah, she's not a, that's a gross lesbian.
Her men underwear with dick holes in them.
I heard she pulled a rotten tooth out at a meeting one time.
I don't want to know about Rosie O'Donnell. She's very abrasive. I miss Jenny Jones, though.
That bitch was Turk from Tarzan. He's your baby.
Damn, that just took me back to all the old shows. Like, I used to be at home as a kid watching Maury and be like, is it a man or is it Maury, that's a woman. Look at her titties. And it comes up, that's a man. I'm like, yo.
Speaking of old, what would you even call that?
Oh, sorry, your story though. Finish your story.
Oh, no, I was just sitting there like, I wonder what this looks like right now because I look like all types of ass backwards. Like, I just want to, see myself in his, like, mindset. Like, looking over at me just trying to say hi and then seeing this mismatch of just bullshit. Like,
wait, so the window is already down.
Like. So my windows are down. I'm smoking a Black and Mild, so I got all the windows down, and I'm bumping Dirk's Bentley.
What's Dirk's Bentley?
It's country.
Oh. Yeah, no. Now I gotta.
Songs, what was I thinking?
Sing the song.
I'll just play it for y'all.
Sing the song. I want to hear you sing it. Dirk's sing it, motherfucker.
Bentley. Oh, he's real country.
Oh, this nigga.
Oh, yeah, that's some. That's some. Oh, that's the music they play where they're... No, I'm not going to say that.
What? Say it.
Like, go get that nigger, put on some Dirk's Bentley.
That's definitely... That's
we go hang him if we catch him and put him on a cross.
What I got from that impression is... you know what I hear? The first thing I hear in my head? I've never been with a Black guy before. You don't mind if I turn this down to you? Oh, no. It's okay.
This is my first Black barbecue. Y'all got some interesting flavors of food here.
What is this on this chicken seasoning, Barbara? Seasoning.
This is fucking delicious.
Banana pudding? My mother never makes anything. Well, she has tapioca.
You guys don't have raisins in your cauliflower pizza fucking... I lost train of thought there.
This peach cobbler is divine.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, darling.
You don't have raisins in your potato salad?
You know
what? Is that a thing?
Yes. I went at my ex's church. Somebody put raisins in a potato salad, and it was purple.
What? Oh, it was purple potatoes?
Yeah, it was
purple. They didn't peel the potatoes first?
I don't know what
did
it was.
You sock her in the face?
There was that church. I said... I thought that was our boy. I said, why is this potato salad purple? Shh, be quiet. No. Who made this? I asked the lady, why is a potato salad purple?
And she's Jesus to, fucking hates you. Stand up in the name of God.
She was trying to explain in Spanish to me why the potato salad was purple, but it wasn't enough English translation or Spanish translations for my frustration to realize that potato salad doesn't supposed to have
fucking raisins or purple.
That's where you take a foreigner's hand and you go, bad, no. No.
No. Yeah, hit it with a ruler and shit.
I was going to thump that lady with a wooden spoon right in the temple.
No, bam.
Flick her in the bridge of the nose.
Damn.
That's crazy. Motherfucking raisins and potato salad.
You know, Randy, when you embrace your family that's privileged on that side, you will taste that raisin potato. Oh, no. Tuna dropped the thing.
My family, my rich side of my family will never embrace me.
They won't.
Especially because I ain't never been, oh, this is my nephew, Junior or Randy or whatever, like they wanted to call me. It was always, ah, oh, this is Randy's son. I'm like, I'm your nephew. You understand that, right?
The hell? Steve Harvey. Put that goddamn Steve phone Harvey. Down. Down, I say. Thank you. Oh, we saw a dope ass,
SC 400.
I think it was a 400 at the track.
Big old V8.
Wow. There's another one that's sitting in our DMs right now that's waiting to get rated.
Uh-huh.
It looks fire. It's fire.
Hold on. Did you see the photo already?
Yeah.
Then I can't see it.
I do unlook. Let me see.
Oh, you.
Is it a keep in chat?
Yeah, look, I'm going to show you. I was like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, if Randy gets his shit, it could be this. It could be.
I have something you could post for Monday if you want to see it.
Oh, for Mayhem?
Yeah, look at this. No.
Why?
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah, I thought something else was going to happen. That's not Mayhem enough.
Yeah.
They need to start giving better pictures. Like, bro, don't send us a picture of the back of the car. Don't send us a picture of just the front of the car. Send a whole fucking side profile, all right?
You see it, Randy?
You want to get it rated? You want to get it rated right? Then send us.
It's a legit SOAR. It's not even like an SE.
Oh, is it? I didn't even notice that. Yeah, so don't fuck around. You know, if you want to get a true rating from the rating god.
Got the KBD kid on it.
Oh, he got the KBD.
Shit fly.
The rays on here.
Looks like a banana.
I don't know if those are legitimate rays, but.
These are the rims I have. They have that red center cap.
Mm.
So they're real?
I can't tell because I need to see like if the.
So how would
he
you.
He got a whole Sora without a Vertex kit and sprung for the KBD kit. So
how did you
that's
do
the
it
thing
so
that...
it's unread or.
I just haven't read it yet.
Oh, it was.
It's just keeping chat.
Oh. Yeah, you stupid motherfucker. God damn it.
Damn it, now I lost it.
Can we, okay, so since we started this new rating thing, you know, we were trying to figure out a new way to entertain you guys, and Gary was like, let's rate some whips. So how do you go about coming up with your ratings?
I just talk.
That's all it is?
I just talk.
No thought?
No, I go based off of what I
this
see.
This is judging a book by its cover
yeah, that's
to the pretty, full potential.
That's it.
And stereotypes.
Like no other thought process goes into this?
What I do is I go based off of what I see. So, for example, that truck yesterday, I said it looks like Mark Echo. I just imagine some dude's kid hopping out at uni that we saw back in the day with that very same truck. Probably wearing this is what I can see the Mark Echo the gray joint, the zip up gray joint with a white tee, with some probably fun Snoop Dogg jeans and some K Swisses on. And he got the backwards. He got the backwards fitted cap. That's the multi-paneled colored one, and it has the giant P on the back. That's the kind of dude I imagine. He said, "Have a good day, Junior."
That was very descriptive.
That's but I know exactly what he's talking about though. And with the high white socks.
Mm-hmm. No, he's wearing pants.
Yeah, but he's got high white socks on under that for no reason.
And it's like his dad has a very good, mediocre job.
So no Janko jeans?
No, because Janko is 290s, and that's not very fitting for the truck.
It would be like FUBU, maybe, or Fat Albert.
Or some Rockaway that you buy from JCPenney.
Yeah, what's the other one? Fat Farm.
Fat Farm is for ladies,
so
though.
So that fucking Pontiac.
No, there was another one.
Which
what
one?
Was Fat Farm for ladies?
Baby Fat.
Baby Fat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I forgot that logo, that P with the fucking, with the Scion blades off the side.
You see, a person with that green Grand Am I saw yesterday, that's a Fat Farm. That girl would definitely, like, that's a female car. The four-door Grand Am. It was a Pontiac.
Oh, with no hood. Yeah.
So that girl definitely has unpaid registration, some type of cigarette butts in the ashtray, and probably a Mary J. Blige CD stuck in the CD part. The Fat Farm jacket with the cat on the back. She got
in the rhinestones or the gold.
She got
the Letterman.
She got that. She got the what's it called? She got the beauty supply sandals with the little rhinestones, the see-through joints. And she
the jellies.
She got some of those. Her toes is okay because she cared. But always in the cup holder, she got like one of those cups you got from the warehouse shoe sale when you spent over $50 that have the water in it that you can freeze. You can freeze it in the cup, the water in the cup
it
around
looks
it.
Looks like it's like a 32-ounce, but really it's a 16-ounce because it's two-layered.
And she work at the DMV. That's that kind of car. Then you think about the Volvo with the JDM mirrors. That person's probably like got their life together, but at the same time, they want to appropriate the JDM culture. And their excuse for buying that car is, well, this is better than any shitbox you got because it lasted longer. Which is true, but at the same time, what you're trying to do is you're defending yourself by buying that car to try to be different, but in hopes of in the future you could get a real Japanese car.
Damn, we just did a whole fucking paragraph, synopsis, and a conclusion on your ratings.
Yeah, that's it. and I just made all of this up.
Yeah, that was like a 500-word paper.
Hey, you know what? He came with the thesis.
Right?
He came forward with his
conclusion.
The
hypothesis. Yeah.
It's
he gave us a full mental breakdown.
That's like, it, because when I see the picture, it's like, man, it's like a beautiful mind. All this shit flows in my mind, but then my mouth said, blah, 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 blah.
So what do you require of them to, what would you like them to do when they send you the picture?
When they send me a picture.
What are the qualifications?
So this is what usually happens. The quality drops, they say, because they send the picture or they send a screenshot of their car. For example, somebody sent me an E30 with the E36 motor in it. The picture was phenomenal because they actually took the picture and sent it to me from their phone, and it wasn't a screenshot. Yeah. So what I like to see is at least that quarter of the car where it's the front bumper, the whole side of the car, and at least like the roof of it somewhat. Yeah. So okay. I can tell what it is on that one side. Some people send me the front. I can't go based off the front. Some people send me the back, like the dude with the Hyundai Genesis that said thick and was clearly not thick. Can't do much with that. I can't see your wheels. Don't know your interior. Don't know what you have besides the bullshit stickers that are covering the freaking the muffler. So the side of it works. Interior, I'm only going to post one picture.
Yeah.
And then usually sometimes what they'll do is I've been noticing they'll send me several pictures, and I try to go based off the best picture they have. So, for example, there was a kid with a Hyundai Elantra four-door wagon.
I saw that. He put like 8 pictures, right?
Yeah, he put 8 pictures. I only chose that best one because I could see the corner of the car. Mm-hmm. Then some people, they'll intentionally send me a shitty car, and then they'll send me their good car.
Yeah, I'm like, don't send 2 cars. It's like, you know, the Barstool Prez.
Yeah.
Where he does one slice only. You send us one fucking picture.
Yeah.
Hey, I just started diving into that little fucking
He's good.
I like Barstool. That, yeah. I like that guy. Yeah.
You know what you would like? Chicken connoisseur.
Who is that?
It's this guy in London. He goes around raiding chicken shops around London. He's come to the States too, but he does a crepe check. He's like, first we have these Air Max 90s, beautiful crisp, and he's got these Nike. It's you'd like it because he does shoes, but he also goes into the chicken.
Why have you never showed us this?
I swear because we have this, like, you see the same shit I see.
I've never seen that though.
I'll send it to you. It's probably the best rundown of chicken. He does that's where I got the 5-star rating from. from him. So he goes based off of flavor.
But you don't do a 5-star rating. You do like a 10-star.
No, no, I go 5-star.
On the ratings of the cars?
No, no, no. This is when I rate products.
Oh, okay.
The cars I go out of 10 because they have a really good scale to go off of. If it's stock, I'll give you a 5 automatically because there's nothing done to it. Now, it depends. The way I rate a stock car is if it's a car from the 90s that's stock, that's an automatic 7 and above because you haven't done anything to change it. If you show me something off the lot that's stock, that's a 5.
I think you gotta just be willing to throw out like 1s, 2s, 3s. Oh,
fours. Those Miata kids, no, I won't even give you a grade. If it's not worth a grade, I won't give you a grade. I'll just say it's a piece of shit. And they know it. And that's like, kids send me cars with no fenders. Like, yo, what do you think? And I tell them privately, this is shitty.
No, you gotta flame them.
That's what they want. I want it, but then
this is fucking Nicole Kidman's grave. Like, they want to hear that.
Nicole Kidman's still alive. I said Helen Keller.
No, you said Nicole Kidman's grave.
Nicole Kidman, she's alive. She was married to Tom Cruise.
No. What was her name?
Nicole Brown. Simpson.
Nicole Brown's sister. Ooh, this is her grave.
I did say that. Damn, OJ did do it. Hashtag OJ did it. I know OJ did it. We all know OJ did it. But you know what he
did? Of course OJ did it.
Yeah, but we're going to put that on the shirt.
I'm trying to slowly. Yes. I'm like, every time I rate these cars, I'm trying not to say the F word.
No, yeah, say the F word.
That's a no.
Why?
I just can't say the
fuck?
F
word. Oh, no. Or faggot.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Because we were listening to
Long Beach Griffey.
Oh, dude. Did you watch the new one?
The newest coming out straight.
No, what the fuck?
He's like, Dad, I'm straight. He's like, what? He's like, Dad, I'm straight. He's like, you fuck women? He's like, Dad, I'm straight.
Dog, it was so good. And then, like, we're listening to the car, and then he drops the F-bomb, and me and Gary look at each other. Like,
I got excited for a second.
Did he just say what I thought he said?
Because I was like, you know what? Like, when I was interviewing Eddie, I said, I'm going to eat your ass, no homo. Now, I don't know if that's homophobic, but that's just how we...
I'm tired of it. I think we should freely be able to say, faggot! Faggot!
I can understand why they get... I can understand why it's offensive. Because imagine if they're
Chappelle,
like...
Dave Chappelle can say faggot and not get fucking canceled.
Did he say it?
We should be able to say...
But Dave Chappelle is at a point
Let's do it for those kids on the internet that go by super straights.
I don't want no part of this. No. I'm fine with saying faggot and keeping it cool, but I don't want nothing. Booty Hustlers is not affiliated with none of this bullshit. This is the legal counsel of Big Tuna, and whatever he says is his.
As HR of Booty Hustlers and sometimes doing shit, I cannot condone this man's subject.
They do realize that that's the SS, right?
I don't think
they fully thought that shit through.
Oh, they did? Oh, fuck, yeah. They're stupid.
Yeah, they didn't fully think that through. And and no one has brought that up yet. And I was just like, yeah, no, super straight SS.
You know what I
noticed? Trying to take people out.
They canceled everything, but they didn't cancel Christopher Columbus.
They try. Every Columbus Day, they try.
They got to try outside of Columbus Day. I need right? On St. Patrick's Day, I need these motherfuckers marching. They took Pepe Le Pew. They took what? Dr. Seuss.
So what was the Pepe? I haven't
he's what they say is an incel type of rape culture forcing yourself upon women.
But fucking Juan.
I'm trying to think. That's not what he was doing though.
He was just really aggressive with yo. What's
he was
up?
French and freaky and trying to mack a bitch.
He was all the time. Were interested in him until they smelled him.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So it wasn't that he was just pursuing them.
He was just being unwilling. With halitosis.
Yeah, because I
was
remember
it his breath.
No, it was his ass. Yeah, it was coming out of his ass.
But he was trying to get skunk bitches.
No, he was trying to get cat. Yeah. The same cat for the last blah 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 many decades.
But that's because, like, if we watch the episode, I'm pretty sure in the beginning of the episode, it's like my man's walking up on Mac, like, and she's like, "Ooh, shit." And then he goes over, starts spinning some game.
And then she does like, that weird little like tingy shit where she turns into a heartbeat. And then she's like, no.
And then she's like, what the fuck
imagine
is that
if it was
smell?
That like that in real life. You just start spitting game to a girl. And she start floating. I think that's what they called a Bill Cosby.
I want to get a a photorealistic tattoo of Bill Cosby's milky eye. That one fucked like, oh man,
he about to be free soon or die.
It's crazy.
How the fuck do you spell his name?
Bill Cosby?
No, Pepe Le Pew.
P-E-P-E-L-E-P-E-W. Is that a pink bottom?
A what?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Very rare. Well, no, they're not really that rare.
So what new hat came? It's just nice to see. Huh?
Hello.
Oh, shit. I had a fucking... You know how you get those weird India scammer calls?
Which one did you get? The car warranty?
The car with the blood and the cocaine?
What? No.
Yeah, what? I swear to God. So they called me, right? And I get on the phone, and it's this fucking thing talking about they found my social security linked to some crime and shit, and to press one to talk to an operator. So I press one. Immediately, I hear the Indian accent. So I was like, okay, cool. Time to have fun. So I put on a Texas accent like this. And this bitch started talking to me, and she's like, yes, hello. We are calling you because we have found your social security linked to a crime. And I was like, what? And she was like, yes, we have found your vehicle was stolen, correct? And I was like, my car is sitting in my driveway. If anybody dare touch my catfish, I'll fucking kill her and all this shit. So she starts running her mouth and telling me all these crazy things that basically – they found my a copy of my social security card in a car that was covered in blood and cocaine, and that they were about to send the cops to my house because they had my social security.
Send them.
That's what I said. I was like, this sounds like a crime. Why are the cops not already here? And she just hung up on me. But I was like, damn, y'all motherfuckers are telling me I'm a part of a murder and cocaine now?
Right.
That was very abrasive and aggressive.
Okay, so, yeah, no, it was... He touched before talking.
Oh, yeah, that's rape.
It's the 40s.
Yeah, nah.
Everybody was getting touched in the 40s.
Motherfuckers barely knew how to talk in the 40s.
Slavery barely
ended.
She
definitely was running. He. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, no, okay. Let's see how this goes down. He just starts grabbing her. You got to talk into the mic, bro.
He said, listen, yeah, bitch, I want to fuck you in the asshole right now. Raw, you going to like what I give you. She said, Daddy, no. He said, you want to take it or you want to lick it? She said, I'll lick
it. She looks very scared.
That boy. What happens if he met a counterpart that would do that to him?
Hey, back in the 50s, you know, people used to come home and just beat on their fucking wives. That doesn't happen anymore. So,
yeah,
you know,
this is a Harvey
change.
This is a Harvey Weinstein pre-9/11 era. Yeah, this America was not good.
All right, it doesn't look good, but was he like that in the last Space Jam? Probably not.
No, because he wasn't hitting on Lola.
That's what I mean. So why
they even took the curves off Lola.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, she ain't thick no more. That bitch just a bitch in a fucking jersey.
Oh, I see her right here. Oh, God.
Goddamn Lola Bunny. I mean, but
do you really care about that, though? Not really.
It matters to people.
She thick? She thick in the movie?
I can't sit here and
dummy.
Think if she was thick or not in Space Jam.
She was dummy thick.
Was she a thick bunny?
She was a rabbit that made me want to grab it. You know what I'm saying? Turn me to Pepe Le Pew.
I remember I got nervous as a kid when I saw it. I was like, oh.
Excuse me.
But I was also like 8 or 9 or 7.
They sexualized the rabbit.
I felt she came
No,
off.
She wasn't sexualized. It's not.
If she wasn't Jessica Rabbit,
I
kind of remember it being like maybe a little bit that way because then she walked in the gym and everyone was like, damn.
That's because all of those dudes only had the granny to look at. So last 70 years, you're looking at some granny and then this bunny come in with these bunny titties and you're like,
And them bunny shorts, that bunny booty.
She said, don't call me babe. And I was like, oh, my God, Lola Bunny. Can I share my juice box with you?
Oh, Lola, I want to nibble under your tail.
You got
to
stop, bro. That's a cartoon.
Sorry.
Ooh, yeah, he's
one of them insane clown posse dudes is going to come after you.
Bring him.
I found out that that's a gang, and in prison, they fuck those fools up.
What?
Anybody with an insane clown posse tattoo.
Why?
FBI started convincing or started labeling them as a gang. And then real gangs were like, these dudes are not a gang and they are homos. So now they just rape them to make them.
Imagine getting raped in prison and then you have to see that same videos. Bro, it makes me scared to commit crime.
Gary has like a rape fetish.
I don't have a rape fetish. I like to be aware.
Oh, you like to be informed just in case it goes to jail.
It's not about just in case. It's about appreciating the life outside. Like I was eating at the table at Bob's Burgers today, and I was eating, and I was like, these onion rings aren't that great. But at the same time, there's a man in prison who ain't never going to taste.
Gonna try and scare us again. Did you Is hear he here? That door close?
He said he was going to come.
It might be rain.
See, what did you? Hey, Rance, are you back there fucking around again? I think that's him parking. It sounds like his truck.
I don't know. Whatever.
Why is he coming?
I don't know. He just asked if I was coming.
Can't hear anything.
Out the...
Oh. I had both of them on, so I couldn't hear you guys. I don't think I locked the door, though.
Maybe it was a... Nah, because those people already left. Either way, it don't matter. Y'all trying to get some food after this?
We ate. I had some. What did I have?
Did I just tell you I had Bob's Burger?
No.
He was just telling the story.
He's not picking up, so he's probably doing something creepy.
Yeah, he's back there fucking around.
I hate when he does that because I don't want to go pee now. Because I don't like trying to be intentionally scared. I just might have to pee on you, Rance.
Hmm. Well, I mean, we can end it here.
Are we?
Unless we got something else to talk about. What we got? What we got? Current events. What else?
Twitter to look at some titties.
Don't go on Twitter because it's just going to be all the tranny shit.
No, it's just titties.
Oh.
Damn. Ooh.
Yeah, now you can't see.
No, I thought you were going to go current events on Twitter.
Oh, no, I'm going. I told you I was looking at titties. I don't give a fuck about the news. Fuck the news.
That's a fact.
What's wrong with your car? Do we already talk about what's wrong with your car?
I don't know if we talked about what's wrong with my car, but basically.
What's wrong with your car?
My head gasket blew and then my car overheated, so that's it.
That's it? That's crazy.
That's bullshit, but yeah.
That's life. That's the way it is.
Things will never be the same.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. Yeah, my name's Gary. I like to eat cheese. And if you're nice, I'll just say please. Mm. And you know what comes after when I sleep? You'll see some Z's.
Things will never be the same.
You know what I found out?
What?
I was randomly listening to some shit about Training Day at work.
Training Day?
I like Training Day. It's like one of my favorite movies.
I do like Training Day.
And then you know how
I don't think I've ever actually seen Training Day. Like
so, Lonzo's character in Training Day is based off of a real life detective who was corrupt off the Rampart scandal.
Oh shit! Really? So,
yeah, you probably knew this already.
I did not know.
So
that.
The Rampart scandal involved a cop. There's the crash unit, and the crash unit. What they would do is they would infiltrate gangs back in the 90s. But what they did, what most people don't know, is that the crash unit dressed like regular people. But so also they were like kind of like fucking over a lot of people. And one particular person, I can't think of the guy's name. He was the one running this whole shit. And he was he was half black, but he could speak Spanish. So he infiltrated the gangs and they found out that he was a blood later on. And it was a bigger organization. So the
Where
guy
is Rampart.
Rampart's that's by us.
That's what I was. Yeah. But there's no station over there.
But there's not. But this is the catch. So what happened was is that eventually that guy who was running the Rampart scandal, one of the guys within that police unit, Suge Knight hired his son.
Oh fuck.
So Suge Knight hired his son to have their own like security task force. So his security task force was made of cops. So since the security task force was made of cops, Suge Knight had all these motherfuckers on lock. And then eventually what happens when people think they run stuff, they get the power and the money hungry. Mm-hmm. So this was just all I was listening to it, bits and pieces of it. So as this dude who was in the scandal that was besides the dude who Alonzo's character was working upon, they had the mini police back force for Death Row. This dude got so power hungry that he wanted to take out Suge Knight. But the night he was supposed to take out Suge Knight, he killed Tupac.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Who killed Tupac?
The dude running.
I thought the East LA Crips killed.
No, so this
is the real story.
This is the real story from what I heard from in this weird ass podcast shit. So that dude who was running the little Suge Knight's crew of police officers that he hired to kill within his group, killed Tupac that was supposed to kill Suge Knight. Now, this is how this corresponds to Biggie Smalls' death, because he hired those same people. So what happened was, that night Biggie Smalls died by Peterson Auto Museum, they were leaving the Soul Train after party. Yep, they was leaving the Soul Train after party. What happened was, there was a cop on that corner. So it was all set up for him, for both times, both people were supposed to die. So what had happened was, is Puffy, whoever was driving the Suburban, ran a red light. The cop was supposed to stop him, and then eventually he was going to walk to the car, and then somebody was going to come shoot up the car. But what happened is, he kept running. He ran the red light, and eventually Biggie Smalls died. So if you ever look it up, Biggie Smalls' mother, while you're like, why is Biggie Smalls' mother receiving such a large amount of money from the Rampart scandal? She receives the money from the Rampart scandal because of what's going on. Now, how does this tie into Training Day? When the dude from the Rampart scandal pretty much got caught up with all his shenanigans and him embezzling money, sending the people for false prison tree, paralyzing people from shooting, he snitched on 58 other officers. So they talk about the $1 million testimony. The $1 million testimony is when he snitched, it was the largest payout in corrupt cop history. So they paid out like $27 million or some astronomical number of money. So what happened was, he snitched on everybody else to gain amnesty. So he
tried to pull the 6ix9ine.
Because it's essentially he did, because he's still alive and breathing. Nobody got him. So like, when you think about it, and it made sense. So all of this is tied together by Training Day. So that dude, if you watch Training Day, it says like RQT 90 or 76 on the back of the license plates. That stands for the initial of the guy's name whose Alonzo's character is based off of, and the year he was born. So when all that happened, after that, you noticed the crash unit became, I think, ICE. There's no more crash unit, but more or less, crash unit has to address in. They have to wear police uniforms.
There was crash when we were growing up. Because I grew up, because I was going to say that I thought Rampart was right by the crib. It like started where the pool is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we were younger, like when we used to hang out, like when there was a lot of gang activity in that neighborhood, there used to be crash unit, and everyone knew on Wednesday nights that you better be in the fucking house before 9 o'clock, because that was crash night. So that was the night that they used to fucking gather up all the little gang member kids, fucking hem them up, check them for gums, catch them for guns, check out their new tattoos, all that shit. So literally, if you were stupid enough to be outside on Wednesday night, you were probably going to fucking jail for a little.
And they had to dress like cops, right?
Yeah.
So when they did that...
No, they didn't. Did
they dress? Did they dress like cops, but you could tell they weren't?
They had the vest. They had the police vest. Like, they look like fucking militia, kind of.
Okay, so what happened was, back in the day, they could just dress like this. Mm-hmm. Like normal-ass people, but they would drive like super sus car.
Vicks and shit.
Yeah, but nobody would know. And so like, when all that cracked down, they changed the rules, because it can only, because what they were doing was like, okay,
entrapment and just
that's
like
it. That's
being
it.
Other dudes and just
it's literally Training Day, but on a larger scale, on a way larger scale. Except he doesn't die at the end.
Yeah,
and I found that so crazy, because I was like, in my head, I was like, what if? Because if you think about it,
Biggie was the only one that died in the car, right?
And was same with Tupac.
And Tupac was the only one that died. Yeah.
So what? I was like, I played this weird scenario in my head. What if, for the slight chance, what if it's the roles were reversed? What if Suge Knight dies and Puffy dies instead of Tupac and Biggie? Because
what would the world be like?
I think in a weird
rap game will be all fucked.
In a weird way, it's like, this doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. I think 9/11 is postponed. You're like, what the fuck does rap music have to do with this? Now, I'm weird. I was really thinking about this for like 5 minutes. That I didn't give this much
for
thought.
For a whole 5 minutes?
But 5 minutes in Gary time was like, I had to really think.
Okay, so where are you going with this?
Yeah,
so,
walking so, through the red
so,
tape.
So walking through this red tape, because this is 97 now, because Biggie is still alive.
Yeah.
Tupac's still alive. At this time, Tupac's already on his departure from death row because he's like, he doesn't want to fuck with that. And he's all about merging the East Coast, West Coast shenanigans. So at this point, he reaches.
No. Your story's fucked up. He wanted to merge East Coast, West Coast in the beginning of his career.
Uh-huh.
At the end of his career, it was fuck everybody.
Okay. Okay.
And that's why he was leaving Death Row to go to Aftermath.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So at this point, he thinks somebody put a hit on him. Obviously, somebody did.
Yeah, he was paranoid as fuck.
And they're both at it. They're both obviously at it. And so what happens is that Tupac wants to kill Biggie. Biggie wants to kill Tupac. But then they eventually would have to find out who did what. And knowing that the dude who's pretty much running this whole shit is he's going to think he gets what he wants because he thinks he's outsmarted the machine because he has the cops to back him out. But little does he know, he doesn't, because his Tupac's crew's obviously going, the outlaws are obviously going to know something's fishy.
Well, the whole and thing, they know that Al-Qaeda's coming to commit 9/11.
No, so this, so, and,
so, but the whole thing with Tupac, because in the 50 Cent book that I'm reading, he brings up the fact that Tupac was a prep school kid acting like a thug.
Exactly. Like 6ix9ine.
So, yeah, he was not about that life until he started rapping. So that's why 50 even talks about it. Some of his stories that he tells, like, they're not very graphic or they're not very vivid, like when he's talking about like the thug life shit, but like when he's talking about like Brenda's baby and stuff like that, like he can really go into depth because he had to deal with that. But like the thug life shit is just mostly him talking about like just killing people, but not going
just face value, easy shit.
But where Biggie would like talk about like the whole scenario, break it down, you know? So, but I see what you're saying. Yeah. So keep going. I just had to put that out there that Tupac was not a thug for these kids that are young.
Did you know Xzibit not born on the West Coast?
No, he's not. He's born in
Michigan,
Chicago.
Right?
Oh yeah, Michigan.
He's from
Michigan.
8 Mile.
Yeah.
And you know, some other people. Corrupt is from fucking what's it? New Mexico.
Yeah.
What?
Corrupt's from New Mexico. Wait, yeah. But so that. this now hear me out. This is gonna sound weird. So it's either there's two scenarios that fit in this scenario. Tupac can stick to what he was doing and still be a rapper, but pursue acting more. Or there's the other scenario. This is all within 5 minutes, so I didn't really give this a lot of thought. So what else could happen is they figure something's gonna go down because Biggie and Tupac are still alive.
This is tied into that.
Bro, let me tell you.
Like, I'm like looking some of this shit up now,
bro, because this is a hypothetical.
Yeah, tie this motherfucker into 9/11 so I can be blown away.
So this is what's gonna happen, right? These fools are eventually gonna have to see
talking
each other.
Talking to the mic, because
they're gonna have to see each other, right? Eventually, and what do the police want? They want these fools taken out silently. So what better way to stage something than in a public place where everybody can see? And what's the most public place you can show the most people? The international airport. So what are the... now I told you this is 5 minutes, Randy. Now just hear me out.
The international airport.
When I say international,
I thought he was gonna say Times Square.
No.
Vegas.
I thought he was gonna say TV.
No. Because think about it. Whenever something happens at the airport, it's instant. It's never like, well, something happened. They never blow. They
post 9/11. Yeah.
But I'm saying, Matt. So you hear this? There was a near fatal shooting at LAX or JFK airport.
But hold on. To that level, shit that happened at an airport wasn't broadcasted on TV until post 9/11. So it's not like they would have the foresight.
But this is what I'm saying. This was only 5 minutes.
Just let it finish.
So what happened? This is like a couple years later. Somebody tries to get Tupac at the airport.
So let's say the days that they, because what they died, what, years apart?
They dropped a month apart.
Oh, it was
a month apart.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was a month apart.
So this is 97. When Biggie was supposed to die, it's 97. So we're going into 98, 99.
Really?
I remember, and I don't know why I remember this, but at this point in my life, this has to do with this. My mom had roommates, so I didn't have my room. I think I was like 7 or 8 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to sleep in my mom's room because we had like, there was hella people living in our crib. And the one thing that I used to get is that when we woke up in the morning, it would wake up to power 106.
Okay.
So I remember waking up that morning because I don't know why I was so into like hip hop. I think because my older cousin listened to it. So I was like super into hip hop. And they're like, we got breaking news. Biggie's been shot. And I was just like, oh shit. Oh, not Biggie.
Right? Right?
not Biggie. I woke up and they're like, he's passed away. He's at Cedar Sinai. And I remember because she had like a black little clock radio. And I was just sitting there. I was like, damn, I was devastated. I didn't know why I was so devastated.
But you knew what was up.
But yeah, because I wasn't super into like Biggie. I just loved hip hop. So I just loved music. I didn't give really a grat's ass about who. I think I liked Bone Thugs the most back then because that's what he used to listen to. But for some reason, like, I don't remember any of my childhood, like, hardly any of it. But I remember that day because I was, like, looking at the radio. I was like, damn, Biggie gone. And, like,
So at the time, if we're in the 90s right now, this is Clinton's second term. And he's on the way out.
Okay.
So, bruh, this took me 5 minutes, so forgive me if it sounds stupid.
Stop saying it.
Fuck the bullshit, bro. So at this time, there's a shooting at the airport.
This is if they don't die.
This is if they don't die. Because obviously the dude.
When does the shooting happen?
The shooting happens, I would say, a year later after Biggie.
98.
Are 98. They both there?
No. Well, this is what happens. The cops that hired to shoot, that was supposed to kill Tupac and Suge, are the same cops. Now, why? The because they have to be LA because it's LAPD ran by. LAPD. So that at the Los Angeles.
Well, actually, didn't we find out at the car meet that the LAXPD is different from LAPD?
Well,
they
that's
have no jurisdiction.
Well, that's. But this is just in my head.
Yeah.
So this is what happens. The LAPD is trying to take them out, or take out Tupac at his home because what way to create mourn the dead in his own city? He died here because he's from here, but people don't know that motherfucker's from Maryland.
So they're shooting Tupac up in his Mormon golden draws.
They're shooting him at the airport. He's supposed to be the martyr. There
How
you go.
Does this prevent 9/11?
Listen. Would you listen? Would you fucking listen, Randy?
Oh, I kind of. Wow.
So
wait. No. No. Yeah.
Tupac died at the airport.
No. Because no. Listen. Like I said.
That's what makes sense.
So
yeah.
This is what so they tried to. They couldn't get him. But what happens at the airport? It's federal grounds. And what happens at the federal grounds? The Fed, like that. This is when the president has to come into play because listen.
Bill Clinton has to be landing the
It couldn't have been as easy as what we both thought. increased security because it was a shootout at the airport.
That's what I'm getting
okay,
to.
Go.
But the reason, like for example, when Bill Clinton announced 3 strikes, you're out, it was on a public platform. So like the motherfucker who stole the slice of pizza from the little fucking federal building, he got. Life in prison. So what happens? Bill Clinton is like, there's an escalation.
Talking to Mike.
There's an escalation of violence and gun violence going on, and people whose lives were put at danger. No longer can we have this going on. And we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but today I'm implementing. He doesn't say TSA.
Do you sound like homie from the Hunger Games?
Bro, just listen to me. Okay, he implements a task force to check for possibly armed people in suspicious activity. Mind you, this is 98. This is 3 years before 9/11.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask a couple questions.
Is it
just Tupac dying in this? Or because I feel like if one incident.
I didn't say he died. He gets shot at the airport.
Okay, so is just Tupac being shot in this? Because I think for there to be a correlation for Bill Clinton to erect a task force in all national airports rather than just going, hey, maybe we should throw a few extra cops at LAX.
It's not that. It's because Los Angeles is one of the main national airports.
So what he's saying is because there's so much gang violence going on that they would have pretty much enacted like the gun laws that they've been trying to enact for the last 30 years. They would have got it pushed over because Tupac and Biggie would have been feuding for a fucking year. I'm trying to bring this down because I get what he's saying.
I think it's like right when I think I get what he's saying, a wrench is thrown into the cog of my wheels.
Well, Josh knows where I'm. Yeah. Bro, like I said,
so and he's saying they had a shootout at the airport. Last draw.
That's it.
This shit is over. So if that would have happened, then those fucking Lottie Dottie motherfuckers wouldn't have got on the airplane.
Exactly. Now what happens? Like Randy, you thinking like, wow? Because think about it. This is why I say this. Remember when I said in a public platform, where was the Tupac shooting? Las Vegas. Where on the Strip? In front of the MGM Grand, where people walk. Where was Biggie shot? On Wilshire and Fairfax. Granted, the middle of the night, but from a party.
See, but you give too much credit to them actually giving a fuck about black-on-black violence. It's,
and I swear to God, I was going to say, I was like, hold on. We need to think about Bill Clinton shooting a black rapper shot at an airport this would be the most Reagan shit on the planet,
you know,
right?
You want to know why this all makes sense? Who ran for president in 2000? Al Gore. Who's Al Gore? Vice president to who? Bill fucking Clinton. So what is he gonna do?
Wait. Did you just fucking national treasure fucking
Hey, guess what, motherfuckers? And I made that up in 5 minutes.
Wait.
Yep, did that.
Did he just Nicolas Cage and fucking national treasure us? Look, Bill Gates is up there. Elon Musk is up there.
He literally looks for any connection between any motherfucker within this story. And the only connection you can draw.
But I'm still mad.
You want me to get deeper?
Yes.
Who does Al Gore run against?
I don't know.
George Bush Jr. Who? What? 9/11. Where was he at 9/11 when it happened? Not at the White House. What crashed into the White House? What tried to crash into the White House? A plane.
Hey, I want y'all to know Gary don't get high. The nigga don't smoke weed.
And you want me to tell you, I made this up in my mind in five minutes.
We can tell.
Oh, hold on. And what party was Biggie leaving from?
Soul Train.
And
you know what?
And what rides with train?
Planes. Oh,
and
shit.
You know what came out?
Soul Plane.
And you know who was in that movie?
Dr. Dre.
Snoop Dogg. Okay. And Monique Parker.
Okay.
And you know what Monique Parker was in? Precious.
You know what Precious was based out of?
The bitch got hit in the head with an airplane.
But what part did Monique...
Where cast iron is also put into? Aircraft.
But for real though, when you think about it, think about how, like, my dumb ass, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just a bored nigga. You feel me? I was just doing my job at work.
Let me fully break down to y'all what Gary just said, because I know a lot of y'all are probably lost. I was lost for a second, but somehow we just connect on a different level. So I understand what the fuck he's saying. So he's saying that if Biggie and Tupac were not murdered on those nights, and my man Suge Knight... Wait. Okay, that
he's
part I don't
that if
understand.
They weren't murdered on that night, it would have went to an airport, so it could be known on a.
But why does it matter that Suge and P. Diddy got murdered instead?
Because what happens is with most in this, and from what I heard, Dr. Dre co-owned Death Row, so now he takes full ownership of Death Row.
But he already had Aftermath at this point.
But at this point, he started from a logical standpoint. If you watch a movie, that I'm not going based off of.
Wait, he's going off a movie. This is fucking national treasure.
No. And if I watched Straight Outta Compton, he's like, "Where are you going, Dre? I'm going Aftermath." So at this point, he inherits all of Dr. Dre's. I mean, Suge Knight's artists. So that means Snoop never goes to what's his face, Master P.
Wait, so are you saying that right now the West Coast would still be the strongest music force in the game?
Yes, because we would literally have Exhibit, Pac, Dre, Corrupt, West Side Connection, Snoop, the East Siders versus...
Booyah Twins.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Versus Nas, Jay-Z. No,
you can't say Nas like that.
No,
you
no.
Can't say this nigga said Nas.
Because Nas at the time wasn't Nas that he is now.
Well, Nas still never was like the Nas that he could have been because he just didn't give a fuck.
Because think about when When Snoop, Tupac dropped, "I'll fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker."
Get money.
There wasn't West Side, Bad Boy Killers, all that shit. Nas was like, think about it. When Biggie dies, Nas and Jay rise because they have their feud.
Yeah.
There is no feud if that fat nigga's still alive.
But Jay-Z and Nas's feud was like down, way, way kind of down the road.
It was remember, early 2000s.
Jay-Z and Nas, I believe, both used samples of each other's music on their songs before they started beefing.
Jay-Z sampled,
those are the original
Jay-Z
albums.
Sampled Nas's voice first, yeah. And then Nas was like, yo, this is mad disrespectful, then sampled Jay.
No, he wasn't disrespectful by that. It was something else that happened.
But the point of this is, since Biggie's still on top, there is no...
So there is no 9/11.
That's so you're saying that there's no room for anybody else to eat, and what you got to eat to stay alive is to eat, right?
So are you saying that
if you're not alive, you can't get on a plane?
And the whole industry would still be at war right now then, right?
It would be a war.
Who would be the peacemaker? Because you got a lot of hotheads, unless Jay-Z... Because Jay-Z was kind of always about his money.
Wait, Biggie's still around, does that mean Cameron's not able to fuck his neighbor on Instagram?
Huh?
Instagram, what?
Yeah, you're too far ahead in the time space continuum, my boy. All we worried about is I proved my point that they stopped 9/11 somehow, some fucked up way, some nonsensical way.
Damn, does that mean that 50 never becomes 50?
50 Cent becomes 50 Cent because I heard Ja Rule stabbed 50 Cent, correct? Or
no,
something like.
I listened to, so like I said, I'm in the 50 Cent book right now. So 50's whole thing was he came up with Jam Master Jay. We forget about that. That he was the one that taught him how to rap, signed him to Jam Master Jay's label. 50 figured out it wasn't a deal that he really wanted to be in because he wasn't going to go anywhere. He bought out himself out of the deal for $50,000, and then he got shot.
Jam Master Jay.
He got shot, but then 50 got shot too.
Okay.
50 at this point was untouchable. He got dropped from Columbia Records. Because they thought he was too toxic. So he was kind of just floating around getting offers from people, still dropping mixtapes. Like, his buzz was good, but no one wanted to touch him because, you know, they thought the nigga was a thug. So I think he had a bunch of different offers, but when Chris Lady, who killed himself, his old manager,
mm-hmm.
Found out that Eminem and Dr. Dre were interested, he didn't want to do it because there wasn't a lot of money on the table at the time. Because Shady Records at that point was probably just Shady, Obie Trice, and then D12.
Real names, no gimmicks.
Yeah, so at that point, like, he didn't see the money. He didn't see the money side of it. But 50, being the businessman that he was, thought that there would be never another opportunity to bring in a white fan base to his, just to hip hop, than going with Eminem. Mm. So that's why he really ended up going with Eminem, not for the money that he can make in the upfront, but
he wanted the long term,
the long term money.
That man was smart, because remember when 50 Cent, he first came out, he had all them lily white motherfuckers at his mansion.
Yeah, no, but it was the greatest business move. One of the greatest business moves that he could have made, but yeah, you just gotta the book, bro. It breaks. It's good. It's just a fucking good book.
And if we've learned anything from this conversation,
9/11 wouldn't have happened.
If 9/11 never happens, is there a 50 Cent? Is there a Tekashi 6ix9ine? The world may never know. Maybe next week.
What are the theories,
bro? I had another theory. It's a movie theory that in the Back to the Future timeline that the DeLorean still exists.
What?
So and there's three Back to the Futures. There's number one.
So ridiculous. Now, that I didn't even know how to fuck it up.
Now, I haven't thought of this in years, but it's just something that
exist. In the Back to the Future movies that the DeLorean still exists.
Now, no, oh, listen.
Okay.
Listen. So back
but
to
they
the,
acknowledge and say it's a DeLorean.
But bro, let me have you watched the Back to the Futures?
Yeah.
So in the number one, they go back to the 50s. Number two, they go to the future. Number three, they go to Old West times.
Yeah.
So, huh? Listen. This may not make no sense, but listen. So there's one in the Old West times, and then there's one still in present day.
Okay.
So you're saying that they like
there's
some form of DeLorean.
There's still because at the end of the Back to the Future, they pretty much make it seem like the DeLorean's obsolete because Doc Brown uses a train now.
Really?
Remember, because at the end of Back to the Future 3, he's like, Marty, I don't know what I'll see you again. And the train fucking shoots in the air, and then it's gone.
I don't think that I've ever seen the third movie.
You see, you have to see the third one to make sense.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Because I don't really like Old West movies.
I didn't like
when
it
when I
either.
Saw that shit, I was like, I'm not watching stupid. This.
So as a Back to the Future, I sat there and watched. You're thinking, huh, man? You're like, where's the DeLorean? I'll leave that up to you
for
next week.
Hold on. So you're saying that in the end of Back to the Future 3,
mm-hmm. they left
when
DeLorean.
He takes off in the train, they left the DeLorean.
There's a DeLorean still there because he still has to get from Old West.
Wait, no, because from what you're saying, he left Marty there, right?
Yeah, but Marty still has to go to Marty.
So
still
isn't
comes
a DeLorean there.
So Marty done pulls himself out with the DeLorean.
Yeah.
Though.
So there is we just defunct that whole shit right
there's
there.
There's a DeLorean. I didn't say it was left. That said, there's a DeLorean left. I didn't say where.
Well, yeah, there's still a fucking DeLorean.
Well, of course
DeLorean.
There'd be a DeLorean. That'd be like going, oh, I'm wearing fucking Reynolds and I went to your house and
no,
left
because they destroy one, but they leave one. That's
no?
That's
I
what
gotta
I'm...
watch the movie.
You gotta watch the movie. I could be wrong.
I think you're wrong because he would have had to have gotten back to his...
No, he comes back to present day because when he comes back home, he has a brand new Toyota. His
so how did he
okay.
get there then?
He came back in the DeLorean.
So the DeLorean is in that timeline.
Yeah, it's there. But then what I'm saying is because at the end of the movie, they destroy the DeLorean of number
they?
Three. He destroys it so nobody else can recreate the bullshit shenanigan adventure that these two fuckboys have going on.
But
so,
that's after...
Wait. So at some point, were there two DeLoreans?
That's what I'm saying. At some point of this whole trilogy, there has to be two.
No.
Why? No.
There's only one.
Yeah.
Because the only other person capable of creating is Doc Brown.
Because what I'm saying, how does... So, okay, listen. Marty finds a note number three, and he has to go where? Back to the past. How does Doc Brown get back to the past in a DeLorean?
Oh,
so
shit.
How does Marty get back to the past to find Doc Brown? In a DeLorean.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, because he left. No, wait.
It wasn't like Doc Brown. Because remember at the end of two.
No, because if we go into how time travel works, there was already a Doc Brown in the past. So, but then how would he get the note? Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Because
wait, but did he already go back to the
when he comes back from the past? When he comes back from the future, he sees a note in Old Western time. He's like, Marty, I've wanted to start a new life. I went back to the past. And he's like, Doc's in 1803. So
he did go back. So, oh, shit, he is right then. So there should technically be another DeLorean. Because how did he get back to the past if Marty can come and follow him?
Damn. I'm done.
Now I'm going to have to go watch these fucking movies tonight.
It's just
I'm going to go watch all three of them tonight.
No, I don't right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Holy shit.
No, Disney, that's Universal.
Oh.
Yeah. The Back to the Future is Universal.
Or maybe they're on HBO.
Yeah, they might be on Netflix. The point is, I'd be so bored. It could be true, it could be not true.
Nah, but I think you're right. There has to be two DeLoreans.
Because in my wacky sequel, Samuel L. Jackson is the long lost cousin of Doc Brown.
There was no black people in that fucking movie. There doesn't need to be any black people in that movie. It was fine.
Is Doc Brown related to Cleveland, bro?
Maybe.
Oh shit, in his timeline.
But no, because in my reboot, Samuel L. Jackson was Doc Brown, and it just seemed way cooler just to have a black guy yelling, motherfucking time machine.
Motherfucking.
Please don't anyone listen to this shit who has any control over redoing time. Movies.
Imagine, man.
J.J. Abrams is about to call him and say, yeah. Hey, we got Michael J. Fox here ready to go. And,
he acting like if J.J. Abrams don't call me, he ain't going to be here on set with me eating the finest caviar.
No, but I don't want them to touch that movie. Like it's a class. Don't do it. Don't touch the Back to the Future. You
really
should never
I need to find
redo
out if
Back to
is
the
up here.
What if we took Usain Bolt?
It sped him up really fast.
And we called him Track to the Future.
And we put him in a fucking what's that superhero who runs really fast?
Flash.
Put him in a Flash suit. He'll be the Black Flash.
It wouldn't work.
Would he turn into the Black Adam? Because he's running so fast.
First of all, let's break this down.
Black Adam is played by The Rock, who is...
No. I just watched the cartoon because I actually have HBO Max.
Uh-huh.
And Black Adam came to fuck up the little kid that didn't know that he had the superpowers.
That's what I'm saying. Black Adam is Shazam's
villain. But the black homeless dude was the Shazamian. He gave him the token.
Oh, he gave him the token of freedom. Yep. He said, nigga, you and me now. He said, I don't want this. He said, you ain't got no choice.
He said, Shazam. He said, like, oh, God, I'm a grown-ass man.
I don't get into cartoons because there's so many dimensions and nonsense. There are.
So, but there's all the DC stuff is on HBO Max, and I actually like the DC cartoons. Bro, they're way better than the Marvel movie, like the Marvel cartoon animated stuff. What are you doing?
Godspeed, Gary.
Let's go. Come on. We're not done with the podcast. We get into the juicy shit. So I'm not into like any superhero stuff, but I do like Batman and shit. So if Batman is in anything, I usually fuck with it. And I kind of like the Justice League. I like Teen Titans too.
Teen Titans was probably the like only thing that DC really put out that I like genuinely fucked with.
I actually think that I like DC like as a group, except for the movies. Like they fucked up all of the movies besides the Batman movies. I love the Marvel movies, but I don't like the Marvel cartoons. I like the DC cartoons better.
I like the old hokey shit just because I like that campy fucking vibe, but that it's all nostalgia for like that purpose. There's nothing really behind it that makes me go, oh, I like it because of X, Y, and Z. I just like it for nostalgia.
But
so.
did Marvel put out as many like movies as DC did, like cartoon movies, like feature film
they
movies?
Have, so Marvel's cartoon movies are garbage.
Yeah, they're trash.
DC's
right?
cartoon movies are damn near spot on and great. But DC's movies are so-so. But Marvel's movies are great.
Oh, yeah. Well, because DC doesn't have any control over the live-action stuff, right?
It's just one of those things, like, when they try to... Marvel built up a whole cinematic universe to tell a story.
Yeah.
DC just gives you... Like, when Batman
the
came
son
out...
Of Batman.
It's like, the Batman... The Christopher Nolan Batmans are great.
That wasn't part of DC, though,
but
right?
What it is because it's Batman.
But it's not structured around.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
just
those,
like one-offs.
Those three movies tell, it's like a beginning and then there's an end. With the old shit that we watched, like, for example, the Michael Keaton Batmans, you'd be like, you're watching it like, this is great. And then you'd be like, why is George Clooney the new Batman? Or why is, what's that other dude? Who played Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
So you have Val Kilmer freaking... the dude I just mentioned, Michael
George
Keaton,
Clooney.
George Clooney, and you're like, what the fuck is all of this? There's no continuity. There's no structure. It's just random ass Batman movies.
Well, people were saying, and I didn't realize this because I didn't even think about it, but that some people didn't like the Batman, the trilogy, the Christopher Nolan, because it was too realistic Batman. So he didn't fight any foes that had, you know,
actual fucking
powers and shit. So that's what they were hoping that the Ben Affleck Batman was going to be, or the new Batman.
Robert
Pattinson.
Yeah, that he's going to actually be fighting people that aren't just normal humans.
Well, that's the shitty part with the Batman things, because Batman fights normal people just with crazy gadgets.
Well, because he outsmarts all of his people.
Yeah, it's just the fact that he's really just fighting insane people with overactive imaginations with money.
Yeah. No, but he also, he's...
Besides Poison Ivy and Killer Croc.
But you gotta, well, that's where, like, the cartoons come into play, because the way that he moves, he doesn't move like a normal human. So it's like he's almost been trained to a level where he is almost a superhero through like a One Punch Man type of situation.
Okay.
Where he's overtrained himself to the point where he does not.
It doesn't matter what obstacle he's forced.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't take punishment or blows like a normal human, because I'm not saying that he can regenerate. But because of whatever mental place that he's put himself in, it doesn't
when
affect
he went
him.
Trained with the monks.
Yeah. So that's what they were saying, that I had never heard this, but
did Batman go train in fucking, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. I want to say Patara, but it's not Patara. where Goku learned instant transmission.
No, he did not go to King Kai's house. No, oh, you know, the Yardrads.
Yardrad, yeah.
For Batman, he would have to go to another planet.
Because yeah, Christian does his like YouTube thing. Mm. Have I showed you his?
Yeah, you showed
Christian's reels.
I haven't watched it, though.
You should watch it because he's you know what
I would like to see?
We should bring him on a podcast.
This is just from my weird mind. You know how like they kind of did the Joker?
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to see, like Batman fight Clayface. And for people that don't know, Clayface can morph into anybody, but he's also he's a giant clay monster.
But that's live. You want to see live action?
But the live action version of this would be Clayface. You never see Clayface as a monster till the end. You just see Clayface played by many actors. So you see like Denzel, you'd see like Natalie Portman, you'd see different actors and actresses playing Clayface
because he can morph. Yeah.
And then towards the end, you see him lose his shit and reveal his final form to Batman because this whole time, somebody's fucking with him. And no matter what Batman does, every time he tries to, Batman doesn't really kill people, but he inflicts near deadly damage on people.
He's hitting you in all the pressure points.
Pretty much. But when he's fighting these people, he's also noticing like these people aren't taking damage like a normal villain would, and that they don't bleed normally. Like as you see, they go on, he cuts, like for example, he throws a batarang at somebody just to stop the situation, but the batarang just gets absorbed and you're like, what the fuck? And then the next scene, he tries to cut somebody and they don't bleed. They just kind of like, it's like wet clay. And you're like, what the fuck? Until the final end where Clayface could be played by he could be played by the nigga who played Hellboy. Honestly, yeah, he could be
Dave
that.
Harbor.
Yeah, that could be. He like imagine.
But he's already the Soviet dude. Fucking.
No, I'm talking about the dude from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, Rob Perlman.
Yeah, the dude who played Hellboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine him talking in the way he talks, like that asshole. You thought you could kill me, Batman? Yeah. And then like he's really just fighting it out with this dude, and he just. But that's his real voice. Is that dude Sons of Anarchy?
Huh. That'd be pretty good. Maybe we should bring on like somebody that like Christian or somebody else that like really knows their superhero shit.
I just know enough to keep a conversation.
You know who surprisingly knows their superhero shit?
Jordan.
Who? No. Fucking Andrew and his brother.
Andrew
Rodrigo.
Yo, Andrew up the street, Andrew. Yes.
They know the superhero shit. Because when I was asking, because I didn't understand what was going on in WandaVision, and he broke it all down. I was like, damn, like, you really into this shit? He's like, yeah, like, I got all the
books. I'm excited for that Falcon and Winter Soldier thing.
I am. But because I'm trying to, like, watch all this stuff and understand, like, it's like, oh, yeah, all these shows are really good, but I don't know any of the backstory.
They're just really leading up to when you watch the movies that are, like, Doctor Strange is attached to that WandaVision. You understand that when Avengers.
How?
Because Doctor Strange is a sorcerer.
In the movie?
No, he's a sorcerer supreme, and Wanda's a witch. And a witch ain't nothing but a fucking warlock with the fucking dress.
Okay, so here's another question that I have, and maybe you can explain this because I didn't ask Andrew about this. Is so Wanda evolves into the Scarlet Witch during the fucking thing? She's not already the Scarlet Witch?
She's the Scarlet Witch, but what she's trying to do is the events of WandaVision take place pretty much a month or a couple weeks after Endgame. So what she's doing is creating a scenario that she can think she can mentally control within her realm. So that chaos energy she has is later infused into White Vision.
Wait. Which movie did you say again?
Endgame. So after Tony Stark snaps his finger and everything.
What's the last one? Infinity War?
Endgame is the last.
So this everyone's dead.
No, everyone's brought back.
Yeah, that's
what I mean. But Tony Stark's dead.
Yeah, Tony Stark's dead. So this takes place after all of that. So technically, if you were going like off the comic book, this is the House of M, where Wanda's trying to control all the mutants. But in a sense, she's not controlling mutants. She's controlling her own realm of reality. Because if you watch WandaVision, they said that she stole that the fuckboy spear or space, whatever that dude's name is. They said she stole Vision. If you watch it, so she never stole Vision, because what she does is in the Hex, she made up Vision in her head. So if you ever notice when Vision tries to leave the Hex,
this point, is she not Scarlet Witch yet?
She is Scarlet Witch because she donned the costume.
So, but they never call her Scarlet Witch until...
Because nobody knows who Scarlet Witch is unless she just gives her a surname to herself. So that one white bitch.
So what's her name in Endgame?
She's just fucking Wanda. Yeah.
But everyone knows she's Scarlet Witch?
More or less not.
The fan base.
Yeah, we know she's Scarlet Witch, but she doesn't know she's Scarlet Witch.
Yet.
She doesn't know the capabilities of her
party.
So it's
kind of like
the Phoenix. It's like when Hulk Hogan came out as Hollywood Hulk Hogan. You didn't know he wasn't going because by Hollywood Phoenix, Hulk Hogan because said, you didn't say it yet.
It's like the Phoenix.
No, Phoenix is possessed by an outer space entity that speaks through Jean Grey.
No, but I'm saying on the aspect of like, we know that Jean Grey is going to be the Phoenix.
Yeah.
But it's just not there yet.
That's what happened.
Okay, so everyone already knew Scarlet Witch was going to be Scarlet. That's what, okay.
So what Marvel's really trying to do is introduce us to the thought of there are different types of shit out there. So when they bring shit like the Fantastic Four, or when they finally, because when they bring,
I can't wait for
when
them.
They bring hopefully mutants they to Marvel,
I think they might be able to do it now.
Marvel pulled off fucking Black Panther. Not saying there was no disrespect to Black Panther because I knew him as a comic book, but think about if you sat here and I told you it's a nigga in a cat suit that runs in Africa, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, but that's still tight. Like,
but think about every Marvel show that came out. Fucking, what's that one you put me on? The Nick Daredevil. Daredevil, we watched it as kids, that shit with Ben Affleck was garbage.
Was trash.
Really? I loved that shit.
But what I'm saying is they took something like that made it gritty. It's not campy. So for them to do Fantastic Four, it's just the fact that whenever they have Fantastic Four, they never did Doctor Doom like Doctor Doom. Nothing looked like how it was. And in the Silver Surfer, Galactus was a menace, but we never saw Galactus. We just saw a cloud.
Yeah.
So
one thing that I've always wanted, because the Punisher, can they bring him into the Marvel Universe?
The Punisher would more or less be like Batman, but aggressive.
But like, where is he in the Marvel Universe? Is he an Avenger at some point?
No, he's an anti-hero like Deadpool.
And he pops up into like Spider-Man. And
shit, yeah.
So that'd probably be where, for you, as
a Punisher lover, that would be in the Kraven the Hunter storyline with Spider-Man, because Kraven the Hunter is a normal dude, well, a super strong dude.
Yeah.
But then at that same time, Punisher in the cartoon, Punisher comes to find Kraven the Hunter because he's mad wildin', and Spider-Man is not that violent because Spider-Man is just a kid. He just wants to do what's right. But Punisher has to put hands on Kraven the Hunter.
People.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah,
that's why I like him.
Kraven's so tight.
That's where you would cross that parallel.
Wait, so Kraven is a
villain.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know who that is.
It's a bunch of
is
shit.
Is there a cartoon with him in it?
A Spider-Man cartoon.
The Amazing Spider-Man back. Yeah.
Like the 90s Spider-Man.
And Punisher?
Yeah, Punisher's in the cartoon. So in the 90s cartoon,
he shows up with his big-ass white skull and he fucking points at him. And then he's like, man.
Because you would remember in the 90s cartoon, the way they made it work was Punisher could have guns. But in the cartoon, he can't shoot bullets. So if anything you watch from the Marvel in the 90s shoot lasers, those is bullets.
You told me that and I never like realized that. And now every time I watch something, I'm like, oh shit, it's lasers. Yeah. Like, I never even thought about
that.
That happened because of G.I. Joe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They kind of go over the history of, like,
talking to the mic. I can't hear you.
There's an episode of Futurama in their last season where they go over how, like, TV violence and cartoons and Saturday mornings had changed over the years. And they go over the bullets controversy with Richard Nixon. And it's pretty tight.
It's a whole gang of shit. And you see that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game they got coming out?
Mm-mm.
They got a new arcade style video game.
It's a brawler.
And it's fucking, pretty much a side scroll brawler.
Can you play online? I think
you would be, but it's nice.
Do you know what studio's putting it out?
The people who made the Scott Pilgrim versus the World video game.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the same people.
Another Castle Crashers, Castle Knights.
And then I heard Microsoft bought Bethesda.
Yeah,
that's
why all the games are on Game
up.
Pass now.
Is it for good or bad?
I don't care.
I think it's great.
I don't care because I personally don't play any of those games. But I know for like all the fanboys that bought PS5s, they're probably like shaking in their boots because there may not be a new Skyrim on.
Is that the Arrow to the Knee game?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah, that was Ubisoft. So Ubisoft picked up the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles games. That should be pretty solid.
It's a lot of nerd shit going on in here.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
No, I actually know a little bit more about like the video game shit because I just watched that. The Bethesda thing, I guess it's a big deal for...
I think it's going to be good because Bethesda has been doing so little for so long that they finally get a good enough push from a big enough company that they'll be able to execute the shit that they always wanted to.
Mm-hmm. But now everything's going to be only... Or maybe timed exclusives for Xbox.
Yeah, but I mean...
We've
never had issues with that. 90% of the people have fucking PCs anyway, so it's like if Bethesda, you really want... And, bro, I could play fucking Skyrim on my iPhone now because Microsoft made the Xbox Game Pass. Oh, you pay for premium. Yeah. So really, if you want to do it, you just stream it to your fucking PC with the Game Pass.
So it's kind of like Microsoft is just like, they put out a new system to kill it off almost.
They just did it to fuck, because Google was like, we're going to come out with Stadia. And they Xbox fuck Stadia and fucking so everybody was like, that's funny. Here's ours. Oh, sorry, we just... killed you, so that also...
That's right, they sent us one of them things for... They was giving those out for free.
Yeah. Oh, you got one?
I think I signed up for one. I probably use it as a coaster.
I mean, I've always been, like, I've never been super into video games, but I've never really liked, after 360, I was all PlayStation, because I just like the controller way more. Yeah. So, I can't wait till everyone can actually get a fucking PS5, because I love my PS5. I don't really play it, but I like when I do play it that it's very fast. It's the controller's nice.
Would you consider a Nintendo a children's console now?
No. Definitely not. Just because of the backer, the backing it has for its developing.
Since the Wii has there been
bad though. Like all the ports are trash.
I mean, to a certain degree, but I'm talking about like what Nintendo has done for the indie side of like Their scene, it has turned it into something far beyond.
Plus, the indie games are good, but yeah, with Nintendo, like I'm not buying any AAA titles on a Switch. I only buy Nintendo and just like shit I would play on a handheld.
Well, they just dropped Bowser's Fury. They got Super Mario World 3D coming out. That's super solid. Well,
what I'm saying is
you like Mario games.
I like Mario games.
Those games are for children. Not for children, but they have children-like features.
They're pretty hard.
But I mean, they're hard, but if you sat here and was like, would you play Left 4 Dead on a
but
Switch?
Like you can't,
Switch, though.
I can see your argument.
I'm just asking.
Mario Kart.
Fun.
Yeah, but I don't see that as like a real children's game. Zelda, definitely fucking
Not Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, that shit is hard as fuck.
I haven't played it. But I'm just asking. As
yeah,
like
it's hard.
People who
I
play
definitely
games.
Don't think it's a... I think it's viewed as a children's thing because it's used for convenience and because of the art style of their strong IPs that they have, like Pokemon and Mario, Sonic, Super Smash Brothers, things like that, because they kind of like enveloped Sonic, so... Even though, never mind. I tried to catch myself.
I feel like it takes more coordination to play some Mario games than it does Call of Duty. So, like, kids will be more, or Fortnite.
Well, and Resident Evil and shit is being brought over to fucking Nintendo and stuff like
that
through the Switch.
That's what I'm saying. Can you play Resident Evil with the controller settings of a Switch?
100%.
So, put it this way. I downloaded, because I have a Switch and I have a PS5. So, I downloaded, what is it called? Fucking Apex just came out. I was like, cool, let's see how Apex is on the Switch. It's like, why would anyone play this that doesn't have to?
Yeah, but, you know? But Apex falls into the same category as PUBG, where it's still not technically a game. It's still
Can't you play
in
PUBG
beta.
On a phone?
Yeah. You can play PUBG anywhere. PUBG has been around for last 6 years, and it's still technically in beta.
But they brought over another game that they brought over, Witcher. Oh, and Overwatch also, they just like when you're playing at 30 FPS and like it doesn't feel the same. Like we got to get you a Switch so you can understand what I'm saying. Like I don't want to play anything on Switch that's not Nintendo or an indie game. Like I don't want to play any third party games.
And to be fair, I can see that, but there are the talks of how they're bringing like the Switch Plus and everything. It's in the air. Nobody nothing is confirmed.
But it's even with that Tegra chip. Even with that chip, I don't think that they could like run that because it needs to run at 60 FPS.
Dude, I watched my boy play fucking Forza off of the fucking Android, like the new, like a newer Android, and that shit fucking looked damn near almost better than my PC. Now that's my display
and
setup.
That's
issue,
why it's weird because some Android phones can hit 60 FPS, but the Switch can't. It doesn't make sense. And it's just trash. It's just
I think timeline and the way that everything released and kind of how it panned out kind of put it in that situation, especially the way, like, because it Nintendo was still dying at the time. They're coming off the Wii U, so they're like, you know, we got backers, but it's very niche and very core.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to invest too much into technology that they didn't know was going to come up, so, especially in the way that Switch did.
Yeah, so, I mean, if everything that they say about the new Switch, that it's supposed to be a portable PS4, is true, then I may think about buying, like, third-party games. But, like, I just right now it's not good. Like, yeah. It can't handle that shit. But Nintendo games, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They all run really fucking good. But, damn, we talked about a bunch of random shit today. We should talk about video games. Let's talk about video games next week.
This last question to think about next week. Do you think if Sega wanted to come back as a console, do you think they would be able to come back and run full effect?
Fuck, not yes.
Independently.
But I'm saying, because right now our mains would be PS, PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo, right?
Oh, you're talking about it as a console, as a strong game manufacturer. Like
if they came back as a strong console.
Atari put out a fucking piece of shit emulator, like, box.
Yeah, it was just a Raspberry Pi and a fucking Atari case.
Paid cheese for it. So yes, if they wanted to, they definitely could. I think the biggest problem for them would be game development. Like, do you want to bring out a system and, you know, you still have maybe they could bring out Power Stone.
Virtual Fighter,
Taxi.
They couldn't bring Echo back
the
Sonic.
Echo the Dolphin.
Echo the Dolphin was a fire fucking game. Yes.
They could Jet Grind Radio. There's a lot of games.
Yeah. I think that they could because you have,
Let's save this for next week.
We'll talk about this next week. But, yes, we love you guys. Have a topic for now. I'm excited.
You see what happened when Tupac doesn't die? Tupac doesn't die, and then we have topics. Amazing. All right.
So we'll see you guys next week.